Okay, we're up to the Mishneh Yud Ches Amid Beis. Mosru Ziknei Bezdin LeZiknei Kuhuna. After we finished, so they gave over the Ziknei Bezdin on Erev Yom Kippur. They gave him over the Kohen Gadol after they taught him the Seder Hayoim LeZiknei Kuhuna. Now, because Rashi explains, what did they give him over for? LeZiknei Kuhuna LeLamdoi Chafinas HaKitoires HaMutelis Olo B'Yoyim HaKippurim Umloi Chofnov Kitoires Samim. And Rashi says, V'Avoy DeKoshehi. We'll see it in a second. What was the Avoy DeKoshe? We'll see in the Gemara. That he had to take in one shovel of coals with a shovel of Kitoires, and he would have to go into the Kodesh HaKodoshim and somehow put down the Gecholim shovel and then turn the shovel that had the Ketores and put it into his hand, because it has to be Maloy Chofnov. So either he took it with his teeth and he turned it, or he was able to manipulate it with his fingers. So therefore it was an Avoy Dekosha Shebe Migdosh. But if you look in the Rambam, in Pirush HaMishnah is that it says Avoy Dekosha. The Rambam says a way that it was not an Avoy Dekosha. So that's why, but the question is, he does bring that in Mishneh Torah. So we'll have to see that when we get further. Vehelu, and they took him La'aliyas Beis Aftinas. Now Beis Aftinas, we're going to see later in the Gemara, was a family that was professionals in making the Ketores, fine Ketores. And then they would let him feel the Ketores and see them. And that's what he would do when he would go to this. They were Mumunim Amaisa Ketores. Right. So it happens to be, it's an interesting Nekuda. If this family Aftinas is a Minchas Chinuch, a Mitzvah Kuf Gimel, Sivkot Yud Aleph has a question, were these Aftinas people Kaihanim or not? And later on, the Gemara says not such great things about them. They kept a monopoly on the making of the Ketores. I was once even in the old city, in the burnt house. I don't know if you ever went there to the burnt house. It goes all the way back to the Yemei Beis HaMikdash. And there were kelim there that said Aftinas on them. You could see them there. V'hishbiyu. Zog Rashi. V'hishbiyu. Zok Rashi, what was the shvua that they made? Shelo yehei tzeduki lisaken mi bachutz ulahachnis bifnim. Well, the tzedukim and the chachomim had unbelievable machloikis, and the tzedukim were willing to be moise nefesh. They would try to push a kohen gadol in. They held that you put the gacholim and the ketores, mix them together outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then bring in that shovel into the Kodesh HaKadoshim while it was still, coming up smoke. So so that's what that was. So these minim, that's what, because they learned up the pasuk ki banan eroe el hakapoyres. So he should come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with an onon around him. He shouldn't come in when it was not coming up. And Mashenkin the Chachomim learned up the Pasik, V'nosan ha-ketores al ha-esh lifnei Hashem. Now, I'm not sure exactly how this has to do with the Tzedukim. Right? It was this thing. So they would make him swear, V'nifteru v'holchu lahem. That would be the shvua they would make. Now Rashi's Loshen is a very interesting Loshen. It wasn't only a shvua that he should swear that he won't do that. He was going to swear, Shelo Yehei Tzeduki. Rashi adds a little bit, even Shelo Yehei Tzeduki. He's going to swear that I am not a card-carrying Tzeduki. Why does Rashi say that? really, Rashi should have said that he should make a shvua that he will not do it the way the tzedukim do it. Why does it say over here, shalo yehei tzedukim? So I was thinking, ulai, that Rashi's coming to answer a kasha that the achroinim, the chsam soifer, svasemes, and other svarim ask, tamaritz chayis. We know that the halacha is, the gemara masechta shvuz, the avchav zayin, and beis learns, hanishba levatalis hamitzvah. If someone says he will not eat matzah, the shvu is not chal, because yimushba v'oimid me'ar sinai. So according to the tzedukim, their understanding, this was the chiyuv to do. You're mechuyev, you're obligated to do it this way. So melev, you're mechuyev, obligated this way. Even if he would make a shvua, the shvua would be null and void. So how could he make a shvua? So it's interesting that some of the achronim answer a big chap teretz, and they answer and they say that the tzedukim don't darshin this limur of nishba levatales hamitzvah. So l'divreihem, they could make a shvua levatales mitzvah. So the whole shvua we're making to him is only l'divreihem. That's a very big chap and a question. But Rashi maybe is by warning. If they're not asking him to make a shvua, he won't do that. Because that they understood according to them, that would be a nishba levatales hamitzvah. It would have to be a shvua shalo yehei tzeduki. Oh, shalo yehei tzeduki? That's not a mitzvah to be a tzeduki. So mele would be shalo yehei tzeduki, and that's a Rashi says. It's interesting to note, we know there's a big tumult. Could someone get an aliyah if he's not shomer Shabbos? Well, could someone get an aliyah if he's an apikiris? So over here, if he's a tzeduki, forget about being mashbiya him. Only if he's a tzeduki, and you choshed that he's a tzeduki, he's suspicious of that. So then we shouldn't even let him be the Kohen Gadol. He should have to swear that he's not a tzeduki. Maybe that's really what Rashi is saying. Not only because, but Rashi doesn't say that, because he says, shelo yehei tzeduki, l'sakim yibachutz lachem b'fnim. Why isn't the mere fact that he's a tzeduki to be a, let the mere fact that he's a tzeduki be the factor that he is not roi to be the kohen. So I saw they bring in some of the mafarshim that the chazanish says achidish gadol v'neira. This kash is asked by the great Clay Chemda, the Chemdas Yisrael. He wrote a sefer Chemdas Yisrael. Well, he asked this question: if he's a tzeduki, so then he's not roi to be the kohen gadol. Forget about not doing the avodah. So the Chazanish, I saw some of Farshim quote a Chazanish. Chazanish says, if someone doesn't believe in Torah Sheh Baal Peh, he could be part of a minyan. I don't know, to me that's a tremendous chiddush, a gvaldik chiddush. No, we're just doing the Mishnah, that you must be the Kohen Gadol, that he shouldn't be do the avoida like the tzedukim. So I just had a very good deal with Rashi, and I answered up a pesakasha. Omru loy, ishi kohen gadol, onu shluchei. What?
We did the Gemara before.
Yeah, I did the Gemara. Pas pesalei. Yeah, we did that. Now we're up to Omru loy, ishi kohen gadol, onu shluchei bezdin, ve'ata shlucheinu, ushliach bezdin. It's an interesting lashon. Shluchim v'shliach bezdin. In the avoid in the Mikdash. So we're going to see in the Gemara, from this Lashon of the Mishnah, after we get through a little bit of a hard Gemara, the Gemara is going to get to the sugya of Shluchei, or Kahanim, Shluchei de Hachmano, or Shluchei de Dan. So we said, Mashbiyim Ono Alecho, Bemi Sheshiken Shemoi Bebayis Hazeh, Shaloi Tishane Dovar Mikol Masheo Maunulcho. Who parishu boyche v'hem parishu boyche. So I was just medayik the Rashi. When Rashi says, v'hishbiyuhu. I don't know, I'll just go it over now. I just said, Rashi says, shalo yehei tzeduki, to do the keteiris the way the tzedukim wanted it, and he should do it the way the chachomim hold. Why does Rashi add the shalo yehei tzeduki? And Rashi's also a doichik, because it doesn't work with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, not shaloi yehei tzeduki, shaloi tishane davar mikol ma'ashe amarnu lecha. Who Pirish Ubaychim ain't Parsham Ubaychim? So I said, because the Kedoyl Achronim ask a kasha. This Tzeduki in his mind held he's doing Avodas Hashem. You're supposed to do it that way. And if you do it the other way, it's puzzle. We know the klal is a Masechta Shvuos. A Mishba Levatles HaMitzvah. The Shvu is not Chal. Someone says he's going to be, makes a Shvu not to eat matzah. The Shvu is not Chal, because you're Mushba V'Aymed Har Sinai. According to this Tzeduki, he's Mushba V'Aymed Mei Har Sinai. So his Shvu is not Chal. So some answer that they don't hold of Nishba L'Kayim Zeh Mitzvah, because that's a limud from the Psukim. So the whole Shvua to him is a Shvua of Lidvorov, that it would be not Levatel Es HaMitzvah. Okay. I said, Rashi's coming to answer that. Rashi says the Shvua is not directly that he shouldn't do it in an inappropriate way. The din is Shalo Yehet Tzeduki. Held. So in Shalo Yehet Tzeduki, that's not a Mishba Levatel Es HaMitzvah. But the only question is...
No, because it says, is Vinishbu then for Amrulai? Something else. And if the Ruba
Hochlai... Amrulai. Oh, no. The Amrulai is the Shvua, no? I don't know. That's the way I'm reading it. You're saying it's a separate thing. Vishbiu, Amrul... I'm looking at it that the Mishnah is describing the Shvua. Yeah. You're saying, good, maybe this is a separate thing. But I think the Mishnah maybe is giving a different teretz to that kasha. Because the Mishnah says, Onu shluchei bezim al tashlucheinu. Mashbi and onu alecha, v'mishchigin alecha v'mishchigin alecha. Even though it's a shvua, shloi tahane, shloi tishane, doesn't come hashamanu. Because they even saw some achreinim ask, why don't you just make it a tanai? You will not be a kohen gadol if you do it the other way. Kohen gadol's an appointment. Could you make a tanai in the appointment of a Kohen Gadol? What? You hear what I'm saying? Could you make an appointment? Could you make a condition in the appointment? It's mashma over here, not. So, but what did they have to say? Anu shlucheinu? If it's a shvua, so what do they need that hagdom of anu shlucheinu? Make a shvua and gendikt.
He says that this has to do with the ziknei kohuna,
Zikne Tesdi. Yeah. So what is that? Okay. I have to know why they needed that part. So they
the
were.
The article says that the Amrulai is the
Shvur. Is the Shvur. That's the Pashtus. I hear you could learn it. So, I don't know what they need the Shluchenu, so we're going to have to see that in the Gemara. Talk to Gemara.
I'm saying is on the Zikne Kuhuna, Zikne Bezdin.
Bezdin.
So we switched over to
Zikne
Kuhuna.
Yeah, but
back.
No, we say.
Zikne Bezdin, the Zikne Kuhuna. To teach them the clarity.
Oh, I don't know if it was the Bezdin. You're
well,
right.
He says on the bottom is that.
No, it was the Zikne Bezdin. Yeah, I think it was the Zikne Bezdin. Who made the shul order.
We're
Shluchei Bezdin,
right?
Yeah. For the Shvua, Vishbiyu. Oh, maybe it was the Ziknei Kehune.
No, but right. What he's saying here on the
bottom,
the
Tiferes
Yisrael says,
Halosin, the Tiferes Yisrael perish that the Ziknei Bezdin Hishbiyu, Varachacha Kach Niftaval. Others want to learn, it goes on the Ziknei. The question is going to be, who is Shlucheinu? From Bezdin, I hear much stronger the Shlucheinu. Okay. Im Hoyechochem. Doirish.
Who points the Kohen Gadol? Again, we don't know. Who points the Kohen Gadol?
I think the Bezdin points the Kohen Gadol. But why does it have to be Anu Shlucheinu? Why is that important for the Shvua? It's a Bezdin function. How can it be that way? Imo Yochacham Doirish. Im Lav. So then what? Tamid Yochacham Darshan Lefam. Vim rogel likrois. Im hoye rogel likrois, hoye dairish, do grashi kol alaylo. Bidva aloche kol yamu zhul yishu yeh. Vim lav rochem uvi yedeh lochem lishmoy dva aloche. Torshin lefono. So the Mishneh over my koyin lefono. What would they do in front of him? When he's koyin ba'atzmo, he's mashma kol mashali b'chavetz. This question is only right. So the Rishash is medayik that if he has his own thing, he could pick the subject matter. Lefonov, my koyin lefonov. What would they learn in front of him? Zok there, v'sefer Yoiv, o v'sefer Ezra, v'divrei Hayomim. Right. It's interesting. Zchariah ben Kvud Loimer, Pomem Arba Karisi Lebonov, Sefer Doniel. It sounds like he's trying to say it's not Ma'akim. One second. Trying to say it's not Ma'akim.
Yud Ches of a base, the Mishnah. Yud Ches of a base, the
an interesting nekuda here. This whole Mishneh doesn't mention the skan. We're always chayshid according to that mandambar that you have to have a second in command, a vice president. L'chayr, you should have to have a shvua and him too. I don't know, just a nekuda that I'm asking Akashi. And Kairin Lefonov, all these halachas. It looks like we're not that far, we're not suspect. I don't know why. Okay. Now the Gemara, just for one line, and then the Gemara goes off on a tangent, and we'll come back. So the Gemara, Tone, we learned in Eblaise, why did we take the Kohen Gadol to the Beis Haftinas? We spoke before what the Beis Haftinas, it was a family who knew how to really make the Keteiras very well. Later, the Gemara is Maganda, the Beis Haftinas, because they kept a monopoly on this thing. And I said, if you go to the burnt house in Yerushalayim, over there in the old city, there are kelim that says Haftinas on them. It's interesting. If you ever go there, it's very interesting. Tone lelamdoi chafino. So what does that mean? Lelamde chafina zok Rashi, top Rashi. Moilichin oisoi leveis haftinas sheshom haketoires motzui. Yeah. I don't know, and I guess they couldn't bring the Keteiras to him. I'm not sure why not. Why couldn't they bring the Keteiras to him? Why does it have to go the other way? My lichin oisa leveis haftinas sheshom hoyak teres motzui. No, what were they teaching him? Because we learned before that... just 1 second. Hello? Yeah. Yeah. She's back by you?
What?
She's out by you already?
Yeah.
That's why I didn't come last night. She was there?
Yeah, she came.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll call you at 10 o'clock. Yeah. So what? So what are we saying?
What was the
Oh, because we said before, it's avoidus kosher, avoidus kosher sebemigdosh. So they would mean, Rashi says, so Rashi says in the Mishnah, Shehi achas, take a look at Rashi in the Mishnah, she achas me avoidus kosher sebemigdosh. So therefore, they would be malamdem oisai. Because he had to figure out how to do it, but I thought the koishi was that sotzorich lichvein dover shem. What was the koishi? It's like how to turn the one with the ketores into your hands.
Same time
you do it either with your teeth. So what does that have to do with the base haftinas? So I saw some of Farshim said one of the koishi is. Shetzorech lechafo in davar shem misbaser, the koshel oisun yachad. Part of the hardship was it was very powdery, so you had to know how to that it shouldn't blow away, or you had to do it in a right, you know. So therefore, umishum shaktos davar misbaser. So therefore, it has to be avodah. So they want to answer up. The Rambam says it's not from the avodah's koshes, and he still brings this tonne lelam de chafina. Okay. Now we're going on a little bit of a tangent out, and we're going to come back to our mission. Amar Apop, that shtei lishkes hoyeloi lekoyin godel, achas lishkes pahadrin. That's where he would live for 7 days. That's where he would sleep. That was the lishkas hapahadrin. Va'achas lishkes beis aftinas. Because he had to go there. I don't know why that's called Lishkas Kohen Gadol. Why is the Lishkas Beis Aftinas called the Lishkas Kohen Gadol? He went there for practice. Okay. Achas Bitzofin. Achas Bidorim. So the Gemara. How do we know that one of them was in the Tzofin, was in the Dorim? Because there's a Mishnah in Masechtas Midas. Achas Bitzofin de Tnan. Sheish lishkois hoya ba'azara. There were 6 in the Ezra's Yitzroel. So there were 6 of them. What were the 6? Sholosh bedoroim, sholosh betzof. She bedoroim, lishkes hamelech, lishkes haparve, lishkes hamadichin. Now what was this lishkes hamadichin? Lishkes Hamadichin. What was the Lishkas Hamadichin? Okay. Lishkas Hamadichin. And what was the Lishkas Hamadichin? Lishkas Hamelach. Lishkas Hamadichin. Lishkas Hamelach. Now, so the Gemara goes back. Lishkas Hamelach. Sheshom hoyu noisnim melach lekarban. They had a storehouse of melach. Since there's a din to be mapped to put melicha on the karbanos. Lishkas haparva, sheshom oyu molchin oyreis hakotchin, that there was a din, shemelach, even though they took the melach from there, but that's, I guess, where they did it to the oyreis. And ba'al gago of this lishkas haparva, hoysa based filo lekoyin godel, sheshom lekoyin godel, piyayma kipurim, that's where he would be, chomish pomim, brothers of Zvorvamayim. So Rashi is very interesting, gives us an engineering question. So Rashi, legag besa parve. No, where did I see that Rashi? Hold on. Val gago, oisa besa tfilo lekoyin godol, biyoyim haki puri. So Rashi, bedivra hamaschal, al gago, the third line, hoya besa tfilo. May ayin hoya boyim lishom beroima was made Rashi. I don't know, you know how to teach those words of Rashi. Maroma. Beroima.
Rome?
I'm not, no, not from Rome. I'm not sure. what Rashi means, unless it was higher. And what does Rashi want with a maya? Because a mikvah, Rashi's getting into Hilchas Mikvoyas. How could you have a mikvah on a roof? How do you get the water up to the roof without it turning into mayim she'uvim?
They have in Eretz Yisrael.
So he says,
it was higher up, but they came down.
An Amos HaMayim, they must have had, I don't know why it would be a Mayim. They had water for wherever it was going, and then the water came down into over there. So there was some sort of aqueduct. Okay. Or maybe there was a Mayim. That's not She'uvim. If it goes naturally by its own thing, that's what we do. As long we could have a pipe.
It's flat.
It's a flat thing. Or I thought maybe Bereima, maybe it was a Mayim, and a Mayim has a natural power, Bereima. Maybe it would go with power up.
A Mayim begiyah shom b'oifen tibi.
Tibi. Gavoyah, that's how they're learning it.
There's
different ways.
The place image was on a slope. It wasn't like that.
Right, okay. But that's an interesting Rashi. So, there's always atvil. B'yoyma ki purim. I guess he only used the lishkas ha-madichin. Sheshom hoyu madichin es krevei hakotchim. That's what they would do to krevei hakotchim. Vakere vakra'ayim yerchatz b'mayim. So, there's a question that we learned earlier on Tezayin Amid Beis, that they had special shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Azorah,
to do to be madichin.
So Toisus v'divra maskul sheshom madichim krevei kotchim ho damrin le'el tishulchanois hoyu ba'azora lahadiach aleyem ha'kotchim ukediksiv behed yibichesko. There was a whole setup of tables. Yesh loyma debosu kotchim madichin al shulchanois aval krevei kotchim sheyesh ben prash umi'isi, the innards of the things. They had a special lishkas hamadiche. Azizok teisves. Right. So some want to say, listen, it's not a din for shteitin yecheskel, but maybe when it was an overload to a lot of karbanos, so maybe it would have been different. I don't know, but that's teisves. So the Gemara. Also, I see this too. There's another girsa. Sheshom madichim kotche kotch. I don't know. Maybe that itself would be a teretz. Maybe the regular karbanos. Even though the tables in the Azorah are more kedusha than this lishka, so I don't know why it would be dafka kotche kotch. Umishom misiba oile. There would be steps. Legag beis haparv. He would go up those steps. So Rashi. Misiba binyan avonim. Mylois migulgolois v'soivois b'makiv omud. Kemo eitz gaga, like a spiral staircase. Legag beis haparv. Laal islo derech hamisiba. So that's what they would have said. Okay, why it had to be here or not? Tois earlier says it was mepnei atznius u legag beis hapav. Now sholoish bitzofay. There were another three in the lishka in the north. Lishkas ha'eitz, lishkas ha'goy, lishkas ha'gozis, lishkas ha'eitz. Omer Rebbe Elazar ben Yankiv. Now Rebbe Elazar ben Yankiv is the Tana Pashtus of Midas. So he writes over there. I know it was there. Vishokhdi Mamishameshes, which is a little bit of a Lishkas Ha'etz.
When did you lived after the Chorban, I guess?
Yeah.
They always ask, like, do a lot of Tanoim that lived.
Yeah. So what does it mean, Lishkas Ha'etz? How do they touch the words? Lishkas Ha'etz. Not that there were Eitzim there, because he just called. Elamai, what was it called? Lishkas Ha'etz. It was made from wood.
A wood shed?
No, not a wood shed that was made from wood. So in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perik Aleph Halacha Tes, the Ravid asks, there's an Isser Livnois Ba'azora Mivne Me'etz. Loisita Lecha Asheira Kol Eitz. Eitz al Mizbach Hashem Eloikecha.
Wait, what? You can't say that's where they kept the wood?
What? It's not if they kept the wood, so what's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saying? Lo yadati l'mai mishamish. Elamai is going on the binyan. So from this, it's an interesting. Did they have sukkahs in the Beis Hamikdash? According to the Ravid's Havana, even a shed of eitz also goes in loisita l'cha asherah kol eitz. So you can't make it. So maybe that's only lizman. There's a rivet about what they put up a bima for the hakel.
If you found some four walls, I'm just adding slach in a corner.
I'm sure I'm a lishkas koyin godel hoisa choyreshneihem. So which is the goyle? Vigag shloishton shove. So therefore the three were called together. So gashi. Gag Shloishton Shava Kirui Echod Lishloishton. I don't know what that is, Psadin. And then Lishkas Hagoyle. What's the Lishkas Hagoyle? What's the Lishkas Hagoyle? The Lishkas Hagoyle Sheshom Hoya Boyer Hagoyle. There was a boyer, a ditch. And it's called Lishka Hagoyle. Al Shem Doyle Hagoyle, Rashi says. So therefore, different pshatim, but Parshi Pshat, this was like a dedication for the people who built it. So you put up a plaque, so you called it the Bar Hagoyle. So the Mishneh Vahagal Gal. There was some sort of contraption that could bring up the water, nosen olav, ubisham masbikim mayim lechol ha'azore.
The pulley.
Right. It was like a pulley. And that's what it was. Now comes a very important part. Lishkas ha'gozis. So what does the word gozis mean? It was made from stones that were cut. Because, and it's coming to teach us, only the Mizbeach couldn't be cut stones. But the rest could be. So that's why it was called gozis.
The
old Lishka
was made out of what?
Wood, I guess. I don't know why this only is noted as gozis. Sheshom oisa sanhedrin shall Yisrael yoyshevas vidone es akoyhanim. I guess the other lishkas were made from stone, but they didn't make them smooth stone. It was lekoved the sanhedrin. That they made it gozis, a smooth stone.
He says here, I thought that's what they judged. They didn't judge there. He says here.
They did judge there.
He says this tafkid was to check the kahanim.
Yosheves, wait, we're going to come to that. V'dones ha'koyhani.
Oh, you're right, it's true.
Now, the marshal, it says, why does it say here, Sanhedrin shall Yisroel? What does the words shall Yisroel mean? Lafuke, not kahanim, because kahanim might end up being related to the other kahanim or have negias when they're donning the kahanim. So therefore they can't. Umi shenim tzabai psul. Right, they would be don the kahanim. But there's an interesting lashon. Yoysheves v'dones ha'kahanim. So where was this Lishkas HaGozis? In the Beis HaMikdash. And we know the din is you're not allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So some say that they were sitting there because that part was Chatzi B'Choyl.
It was themselves.
It was Bechoil. And therefore, okay. So that's possible. Now the next part is, what were they doing? Umi shenimtsa boy psul hayoloy veshchayrim umesatef shchayrim. Right? Umimtsa boy psul, what would be? So the Marsha says, what's up? So you can't do the avoid. What's the big avelus? What's the big avelus that he has to put on black? You're not Roy. They paskind on you. You're not Roy. Not a pshat is because not only embarrassing of the Marsha, most of them was because they married an Isha Shah Suraloi.
What about the other kind of
Suraloi? I don't know why. If usually a Kohen who married someone who's a Suraloi, you don't become a Cholol. Only the offspring become a Cholol. But it looks like the Marsha holds, it's not here, it's himself, it's me, this, that even that would passel up. They wouldn't lechatchila take him. But now, if it's out says yichus, he would wear shachar ala voin avoisov, that they married would be that din. I don't know, maybe this is all in the Marsha, in Mesechdes Midus Lamed Zayin Omid Beis. So, we're going to get to a Bamud. Umim shenizu absolv shachar, fiyotza v'holach loi. Zog the Mishneh, because we have to see about this, about the movement. Now we're going back to Yichusam. Fiyotza v'holach loi. V'shaloi nimtza by psul.
You have to bring two sets of clothing.
Hayaloi v'sh levonim u'mesatev levoni. Right. It's like a badge of honor that he's roi laveide. V'nichnes u'mishamish im ochev ha'kayhana. So there had to be like a... There had to be like some sort of a tribunal to be able to be let in.
The first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't mention that the other functions of the Lishkas Agas was to do the...
There was also the Sanhedrin. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, why is it not here in the mission? So the Mishneh. So now Lishkas Eitzu, Lishkas Kain Gadol. So therefore, so one was in Tzof and one was in Dorit. So now was the Dorit. Achaz bedorim d'tnan shivishoh moi ba'azore. There were seven gates to come into Azor. Shloishu b'tzof and shloishu b'dorit. Echad b'dorim shahat loki. They would bring in the etzim that they could be put on to the hat loki. Even though we all know the famous Chazal that they learn a little different. What does it say over here? This Shara Hadloke, they would bring in, is it going on Eitzim? That's what some say. But the Tosfos Yeshonim, if you look carefully at the Tosfos Yeshonim on the side of the Gemara, and he says Shara Hadloke, Yesh Lefar Shaderuch Shom, they would come in with a torch of fire. Even though Eish is Hiredes Mishor Mayim, you should still bring Eish min Ahedyet. V'nosnu b'nei Aaron HaKoyen Eish al HaMizbeach. So Rashi, if you look at Rashi, Shar Adlo Kishar Kom Lo Yedaiti Lama Nikra Shmom Kach. You see that? Shar Adlo Kishar. I don't know where Rashi says that. Maybe because Rashi yelled Eishmin Hashama, why do you have to bring it from the outside? He always had a light lit in the Beis Hamikdash. Sheini loy, Shar HaKorbe. What's the Shar HaKorbe? And it goes on the Tomid. Yeah. It's not clear. It's on the other side you would bring the Tomid. Hashlishi loy, what's the third shahr? Shahr HaMayim, which was special for Sukkot. So therefore, that's what they brought to Shahr HaMayim. Shebemizor Shahr Nikinor. What's the Shahr Nikinor? Because this Nicanor who brought the Shorim, Alexandria, Shorim Mitzrayim, with the whole Ness, it was in the water, and that's what it was called. So therefore, that was the main entrance of going in and out of the Azara. Ushtelish kisoy yishom, achas biyaminoi, ve'achas bismoyloi, achas lishkas pinchas hamalabish. And it was called Pinchas. Why was he called Pinchas? So the Rishonim say, I'm not sure. Does it have to do with Pinchas or what? The Rav says, if it was Gazoo, they would give the Kahanim. Maybe just to fit them. I would have learned it was to fit them because it has to be Midai, Kimidasa. Achas Lishkas Oisei Chaviti. They would make over there the Lizgay Chaviti. And each day the Kohen Gadol had to be Makri B'chol Yoyim. Okay, I don't even need a separate Lishka for that. V'zeh B'tzofo in Shar Nitzutz. What's the Shar Nitzutz? That the Shemesh would come in. That was closer to where the sun would come up. Ubinyan achsadra hoyo. We'll have to see in the Gemara of Aliyah Bnuya Loyal Gaba. Visham Kayanim Shoimri Milmailo Ulevi Milmato. Vishnumi Mano would be the Chel. Shani Loisha Korban. Shlish Loisha Beis Hamoike. Sog the Mishneh Vitanya, Sog the Bryce. Chomeish Tvilois. Oh, there was the Shah Mai. Chomeish Tvilois Vasora Kiddush. Toivel Kohen Gadol Makadosh Bo Bayoim. Kulam Bakoidesh. He had to go 5 times into the mikveh every single time that he changed his bigodim. And before and after, he had to have Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. And that's what he did. And where did he do it? Al Gag Beis HaParva. Like we said before, Shahoisa Bechoil. Al Gabi Shamayim Uvitzad Lishkosoi Hoyo. Maybe it was called Kaidish. There's a big tumult about it. Yeah. So therefore, Chutz Mizu, the Tefillah Rishayna Hoysa B'Choyl. So we have to know how the Beis HaParva was, but the first one, the Tefillah Rishayna Shulim Kippur, was Chutz Lazara. So Dr. Rashi, Chutz Mizu, Mishum She'af B'Chol Yemois HaShon Osu L'Kon Azor Kaidin Tefillah Rishayna. So it's choluk, the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, of the other ones, to this tefillah. The first tefillah is for Tumah V'Tahara. The other ones is just a halacha of a Kedusha. So therefore, right, because it's a gzeira, you shouldn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. If you go to the Old City, you see a lot of mikvoyos on the outside. There was a din of going into the thing, Agav Shammai. So there, so come to Christ, the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol was Bedarim, because the Shamayim was Bedarim. So we know now, V'lo Yadana, Ilishkis Bahad, the Mitzvah, Ilishkis Beis Avtin is Bedarim, Ilishkis Beis Avtin is Bedarim, Ilishkis Beis Avtin is Mistabra, Shkrahadran, Bedarim Ave, my time, Magdim Koyim, Umeisech Ez Raglo, the Toivel Bemikve, the Ozel, Ilishkosi Bitzofen, Vigoma Ravina Osil Bezamigdosh, for the word of Kulayim, or about the Panya, Madu Alea of the Osil, the Dorim Vitovel Vinaye. Vinaye. It almost sounds like there's a din to go to sleep. Tovale Ole Vinaye. That's what he did. So the Gemore, we're going to get up to the last Gemore. So if you tell now the Lishkas of Paradim was Bitsofa, Numi Torah Matrochina Le Kulahai. So why did they build it that way? That the place he stayed was so far away. Alom Aloy. Matrochina Le Tvei. The Tzeduke Yehu Lifreish. We're making it hard that he should build up a sweat. Inami shaloi tozuach daito alav. He should be busy. Diloi temoch inavdinu l'trevai ba'ari adodi. That we should have made the two lishkas together. Or tisagi lei b'chodo. So therefore we have the maskone that they were on both sides.
He should
be busy. So since he should be busy, that's why there is that halach. Let's just begin now. This last Gemara, which we're going to shtozach on tomorrow, Bez Hashem Yisbar Gzunt 8. For Omru Loi. So we accepted in the Mishnah that it's the Zikne Kohuna, Ishi Kohen Gadol. They called him nice. Mashbiyim, they said, Mashbiyim ono alecho. Pemishi Shikin Shmoy Bebayis Hazeh. That you shouldn't be Mishana. Lema tahavi to yufta de Rav Huna berei de Rav Yeshua. To omer Rav Huna berei de Rav Yeshua. Hani kahani shluchi de Rachmona ninu. Or shlucha didan. That means who are the kahanim working for? We'll have to see what's the naftimim. Are they working for Hashem? Or are they working for Klal Yisrael? Shluchi de Rachmona ninu. The Amrit Shlucha Didan from Klal Yisrael. The Gemara asks one of the most rhetorical and very hard questions in Shas. Mi ika midi danan loy motzino lemeved ushlucha didan motziovid. We know there's a klal in Shlichus that the Shliach cannot do more than what the Meshaleach could do. So therefore, over here, if the Kohen could do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and not only the Kohen Gadol, every Kohen, and the Yisrael can't do it besides the Shechita, so how will he be able to do it? The whole Al-Korchoch, you have to say, he's a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zokti Gemore, Hochi Ka'omra Lei, Nei. They told him. Hare oto shlucheinu. You're coming out shliach. Elamai davenzog mashmino alecho al datenu al das bezde. I don't know what that means, but the Gemara has to get away. So the bumba kasha that's here is we'll just finish with that, the top toisvis on Amid Beis. Tema, which we'll do tomorrow. The beperik ein bein amuder and the dorin mi boil on hanikani shluchi da achmonin and oi shluchi di daninu. Uka oma toshma toshma tuva osam. The Gemara has to go through. It's an interesting lashon of Tosfos. Toshma toshma tuva osam. Ula besoif lo yivshita. Ay lechayre, he's saying a gewaldike svare. As he's saying, shluchi da achmonin because mi ikamidi. So tomorrow we'll go through the Tosfos and we'll go through exactly what are the dinim of Shlucha Derachmoneh and Shlucha Didan.